A coup stirs things up in the Middle East. The issues of justice and freedom resurface over an imprisoned American pastor in Iran. And a small tribe breaks ground on a new church. We'll tell you where those stories are happening on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Yemen is in chaos. A rebel group ousted the country's leader Tuesday, Biblica's president Carl Mueller.
This apparent overthrow by the Houthi rebels, this is troubling for a number of reasons. One reason in particular is that while the rebels are themselves Shiite, large elements of Yemen remain under Sunni control.
Which means...
clearly this instability is not going away, and probably it's going to be exacerbated over the next several months. And I believe that there will be more governments toppled by extreme radicals.
The church is largely hidden in Yemen because of persecution. It won't stop their workers, although they're asking for your prayer support.
And Biblica, we're committed to providing the resources for those Christian communities to stay strong. Our work is an essential part of many of our partner organizations that are reaching into the situation for the Christians that have been displaced.
The rest of this story, plus specific prayer needs, at missionnews.org. Next, is free speech always best? It can be pretty offensive, especially when it comes to the gospel. Terry Ascott is with Sat7, Christian satellite television to the Middle East and North Africa. He believes the message on the Charlie Hebdo Muslim comic killings is this: we shouldn't use free speech to incite people to hatred. Sat7 doesn't. That's why Sat7 is viewed by people in countries with virtually no churches. Why? They present the hope, help, and the good news. Pray more will tune in and listen. This is Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Boise, Idaho today, which also happens to be the home of imprisoned U.S. pastor Saeed Abedini's family. According to the American Center for Law and Justice, it's not clear yet if Obama is going to meet with Abedini's wife or not. The pastor's been held in some of Iran's harshest prisons for over 2 years because of his faith. You can come alongside ACLJ's efforts to free Pastor Abedini at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, the tiny Guatemalan village of Chaquinum will soon have a place to worship God. Paradise Bound Ministries' Dan Smith says they're breaking ground for a church building today.
Now they have a place where they can come together and worship. They've been worshiping just underneath plastic and whatever they can find there.
The village was unreached when Paradise Bound began work there in 2009. Now some people are walking over an hour to hear about Christ from the village pastor. A new church building will provide a place of respite.
It not only will help the believers come together and worship all together, we have strategically placed this church right across the street from the school. We're talking about generation after generation after generation that will come to know Christ in this place.
Learn more at missionnews.org.
We're excited not only for the believers there, but those who have not chosen yet to accept Christ, because we know over time that they'll come to know Christ through that church being there.
And how do small remote villages hear about the Word of God? The ministry Reach a Village discovered most of them don't. But they're working to change that. President of Reach a Village, Bob Kraft.
We focus on those countries that have villages that have never yet heard the gospel. They don't have a fellowshipping group of believers. They don't have anybody to even ask about the gospel.
How do they reach the unreached? They're partnering with ministries in 20 different countries who also want to spread the truth.
We find these partners, and then we do our best to equip them, train them in any way that they need. We come alongside them, and their vision really is the bottom line, because our passion is to reach these villages as quickly as possible.
The ministry has daily prayer requests you can find on their Facebook page, and you can donate to fund resources and training. Just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'll be a great devotional tool for you, but also your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.